No, ma'am. Oh, I do have one. Thanks, Lord. Boop. So we have begun the process of Angel. Some of y'all know the story about my grandson, Angel. We have begun the process of him going back to his mom. Mm-hmm. So we have met the new husband. And this spring break, next week, mm-hmm. he is going to go stay the week with his mom and stepdad. Awesome. Bonus dad.
Yes, sir.
Bonus dad.
That's awesome.
So I would just like prayer for an easy transition for all of it, for all involved, because, you know.
Yeah.
We've been praying for this for 5 years. That baby has been believing and praying for this for 5 years. And go God.
Amen. That's cool.
So just an easy transition and adjusting for all involved.
And then our friend and faithful listener, Mignon Sayre, wants us to pray for her. She has serious migraines, and she's had one for 2.5 months without a break.
Oh, that's terrible. I would like to add my mom to the prayer list. Her name is Janet Keenum, and she has a kidney infection, which she teeters back and forth between stage 3 and stage 4 kidney disease, and so she has this kidney infection now, and they've sent her home with a catheter and stuff for a week or so, and she's 84. It's a lot, and she's recovering from a surgery on Christmas Eve day, and so it's just a lot for her and my dad, and I just want to pray for God to heal her. I mean, it just because she's 84 doesn't mean she has to accept all of this. God didn't say, by your stripes you are healed, until you're elderly. That's not in there, you know. So I'm just believing God for miracles in her life as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you for who you are. And we thank you that we know that you love us and we can bring our needs boldly before your throne. So today, Father, I lift up my mom to you and all of her physical ailments. And I ask that you would touch her body, heal her, make her whole in Jesus' name. Make those kidneys function the way they're supposed to, with no sign of kidney disease or kidney infection. Just give her those brand new kidneys in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for her emotionally and for Daddy emotionally as they go through this, Father, that they would just be engulfed by your presence and your peace would just surround them and you would strengthen them spiritually, physically, and emotionally in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for Mignon and these migraines that she's had no relief from. Father, I pray that right now, today, on Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m., that you would touch her body and take those migraines in Jesus' name. In migraines, you have to bow to the name of Jesus. You are just a name, and there is no other name above the name of Jesus. So we command you to bow and leave her alone, Father, and just give her peace in her mind, comfort, no pain, and just let her know that God has done this in her heart and in her mind and in her body in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing in Angel's life and this reconciliation, this reunification. Father, we thank you. We know that your hand is in this. And Father, I pray this week, as they come together and spend this time together as a family, that it would just be a building block and that they would feel your presence with them every step of the way, that they would hear your voice and be directed by you, that you would just cause everything that needs to come to light to come to light, that you would heal every hurt and take away every fear and replace it with your peace, and that this would be a testimony of what you can do to others in Angel's situation. Father, I pray most of all for peace and protection around his mind and his heart, and for those who are on the outside just watching you work. God, show off this week. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Harvest Fellowship Church is having a marriage conference date night on Sunday, March 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. They're located on South State Highway 34 in Leedy, Oklahoma. The cost is $30 per couple or $15 per single, food included. You can register in the Church Center app or by texting 580-515-0456. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off.
If you would like to be put on the wheel of the blessing book for this month, the month of March, all you have to do is like, share, and comment. Done in the comments. The book for this month is Pray Big for Your Child. And you don't have to limit the prayers just to your children. And it's by Will Davis Jr. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There is a perpetual motion in life. It's an underlying current that is not recognized on the surface. It's slow and steady. It's not based upon the day-to-day decisions, but on the more concrete decisions made in the heart. It goes beyond personality and outward appearances. It reveals the character of the person, not by opinion, but by truth. It's the great equalizer and the true measuring stick.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Miss Renee Kielhoffer. Her title for today is I Still Believe.
Well, before the break, we were talking about taking thoughts captive and casting down those arguments according to 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10:5. And We need to take those thoughts captive and make them line up with the Word of God. But in order to bring them into compliance with the Word of God, we need to know the Word of God. And so I think sometimes maybe that's where a struggle comes in. We get half the information and not all the information. But just start. You know, I know it's overwhelming. The Bible is a big book. I mean, look how thick. It can be overwhelming. Can you even pick that up? But just start. Just start. Pick up your Bible. Open the app. Almost everybody has it on their phone now. Open up your app. Pick a version that you can understand. And just start reading. You can start anywhere you want. You know, it's all good. There's nothing in there that you don't need to know. And if you get over into the New Testament, like in Colossians and Philippians and Ephesians and Galatians and 1st and 2nd Corinthians and 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, all of it, there is so much everyday life just packed in to those scriptures. It will change your life. If you read it, believe it, and follow it, it will change your life. You know, the Old Testament, it's good too. It lays the foundation for the New Testament, and it shows us who God is. And then the New Testament shows us his character. You know, his love and his grace. It's all good. His unending love and his grace. It teaches us how we can walk in it every day, in every situation. So I challenge you, just start. Pick a book and just start. Get in a good Bible-believing church and start studying the Word together. There is power in corporate worship. There's power in corporate study. Iron sharpens iron. That's what the Word says. We need each other. God did not make us to be individuals. He's personal, and he deals with us each on our own level according to our own makeup because he made us. He knows what that is. But he did not create us to be a single individual all by ourselves. He created us to be a body of believers. We need each other. We need to encourage each other. We need to pray for one another. We need to bounce things off of each other. These things will help you keep your focus on God. I mean, it's pretty easy on the first Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10 for me to keep my focus on God when I'm sitting in this room with two godly women and we're talking about how good God is. Because there are three of us. If I was by myself in my car, it might not be as easy. But if I'm having a down day, well, there are four of us today. If I'm having a down day, you know, one of you may speak up and say, hey, it's going to be okay. You know, remember God's word, X, Y, Z. And that may be the word that I need. I know that there have been days that I came here to do Hour of Power that I was filled with discouragement. And one of you ladies would pray for me before I left. And when you prayed, you said exactly what I needed to hear. If I hadn't been with my sisters, would I have gotten that word? God created us to be together, to be a body. We need each other. And so don't let Satan take that away from you. Don't let him fill your mind with these thoughts that I can't understand it, or I've read it and it doesn't make sense, or I can't keep my focus when I'm reading, or I don't like to read. Don't let Satan steal what God has for you in his word by believing those lies. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14 in the Message version again says, the way to life, to God, is vigorous and requires total attention. Total attention. That means my thoughts are not divided. I'm not two-faced. I'm singularly focused. And God created us to help each other do that. The word says that two are better than one, because if one falls down, the other can lift him up. He knew it was going to be difficult and vigorous. That's why he said that. You're going to need to help each other up. When I'm down, I need y'all to help me up. When you're down, I need to be helping you up. We need to help each other, encourage each other. So that helps us keep our focus. And as long as you live over and over and over again, every day, essentially, life is going to ask you the question, are you in or are you out? I hope that your answer will always be, I still believe. Even when I'm not feeling it, I still believe. Even when there may be consequences, I still believe. This life is a vapor. Whatever happens here may seem like the end of the world, but when the trumpet sounds, that's the beginning.
Coming.
And it's coming. It's coming. You know, I used to have this fear of death. Kind of, I mean, I knew where I was going, but I feared the process of getting there. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I want to be there. I want to just like poof, go from here to there. Like, was it Elijah or Enoch that just, you know, I want to go like that, God. But my husband one day, he just kind of casually made this statement, and it just released me of all that. He was like, and we weren't even talking about my fears. I don't even know that he knew I had this, but he was like, you know, Renee, I mean, death is a literal second. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a second in time. It's like one day you're here, or 1 second you're here, and the next second you're in the presence of God. And when he said that, I just thought, that's so true. Mm-hmm. I am not going to fear a second or a, you know, half a second. The process is literally going to be a second of going from here to there. And so I still believe. When I'm discouraged, do I believe? You know, I used to ask myself this question a lot. I was married to a drug addict for 18 years, and then I was a single mom, and so there was a lot of stress involved in all of that. And sometimes I just have to roll back and almost grab myself by my, you know, shirt and go, whoa, stop, Renee, stop. Is what's going on right now in this second, this situation that has you so upset, is it radically going to alter the course of your life from this moment on? And 99.9% of the time, the answer to that question is no. No matter what it is. And so if the answer is no, let it go.
Come on.
Well, it doesn't matter. And if the answer is yes, then that is followed by, do I believe God's word is true? Do I believe God is who he says he is? Yes. Yes, I do. So live like it. Act like it. Talk like it. And give it to him. It's really that easy, and it's really that hard.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reality of it. Again, Proverbs says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When you believe, when you really believe, it will change you. It will begin to govern your thoughts, and it will begin to govern your actions. Do you know, at the time of the Revolution, I love history. So at the time of the American Revolution, 99.98% of the population claimed to be Christian. Think about that. 99.98. We had like 0.2 or 0.02 of the population that didn't claim to have any faith in God or any belief in God. Now, I'm not saying that they all lived like it, but they all claimed to be Christians. They claimed to have a belief in God. So think about that and think about our founding documents. You see the word all through there. I mean, just the way they set up our government is exactly the way God told Moses to set up the government in the wilderness. And so it governed their thinking, in turn, governed their lives and society. And so if we can get a hold of that with that same zeal and that same determination that these people had, that if it cost me my life, I want it. I want freedom if it cost me my life. You know, and the freedom they were talking about was the freedom to serve a living God. It wasn't the freedom to go off and do whatever they want and be a girl today and a guy tomorrow. That's not the freedom they're talking about. That is not freedom. That is bondage. That is bondage. Those are chains that need to be broken. I would ask any person that is going through that right now to seriously and honestly ask yourself this question: did it bring me peace? Confusion will not bring you peace. What brings you peace is stability and consistency, and you can only get that through the love of God and the Word of God. Do you believe? I mean, this is basic Christianity 101 stuff, but I think I can't really move to Christianity 102 until I get 101 mastered. And, you know, I'm like a way old and still working on this. So do you like how I didn't tell my age in there?
That was good. You did that so smoothly.
Yeah, just boom. Didn't even have to think about it, that, you know, governing my thoughts there. But here we are. This is where we start. The Word of God is His revealed Word to us. And there will be times that we will need an unrevealed Word. Maybe it's a job or, you know, a situation that you can't find exactly that situation in the Word, and you need to hear from the Holy Spirit. But I think if we would put our trust in the Lord and invest our time in learning His revealed Word, we would need less of His unrevealed Word, because we would just be walking in it. You know, there's a lot of truth and a lot of power in what would Jesus do. You know, go figure. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Ephesians 5:1 says, therefore be imitators of God. The whole Bible is filled with instruction. But I jotted this down from out of my Bible. You know how your Bible will break down like sections of the chapter and have a little heading up there? This is just a few of the headings from Ephesians in my Bible. The secret plan of God. You want to know God's secrets?
Come on.
It's in Ephesians. To be mature. You want to know how to grow up? How to be stable, less affected by the, you know, the ins and outs of life? It's in Ephesians. Listen to this one. The old way has to go. There's some definite instruction. You know, the old way, it wasn't working for you, sweetie. You know, my daughter, I've shared a little bit of her story, and she was addicted to drugs, had an eating disorder, all kinds of stuff. And when she was getting ready to go into the last rehab, and God has delivered her from all that, so I'm giving God praise for that. But when she was going into the last rehab, she was sitting on the step in her room, and she was just crying, and she said, I just want, I'm, however how old she was, like, I'm 20 years old. I'm an adult. I want to do what I want to do, you know. And I said, sweetie, is this you doing it your way? You know, and I said, where are you with God? Do you still believe in God? And she said, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in God or not. And if I do, I don't know why I have to follow the rules of somebody I can't even see. That was her response. And I said, so this is you doing life your way? And she said, yes. And I said, I got to tell you, baby girl, on the outside looking in, it doesn't seem to be working for you. Or packing bags, go to California to rehab. Is it working for you? You know, she just hung her head, and that was our last rehab. But the old way has to go. Mm-hmm. It wasn't working. God's got something new, and he's got something new every day. Every day. What worked yesterday very well may not work today. We're not supposed to be pouring old wine into new white wine skins, and we're supposed to be made new and fresh every day. Listen to this one. Wake up from your sleep. You want your eyes opened to what God wants to do? There's instruction in the Word. Wake up from your sleep. Relationships. Anybody ever struggle in a relationship? Thank you, Nancy. I thought, y'all are strangely silent. You can't see Nancy? She's got two hands up. Yep, they're all nodding now. Because we're honest. I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship with people, there's going to be some conflict. But how do you handle that in a godly way to make that relationship grow? See, God didn't say we'd never have conflict. He said, this is how we can handle it, to be that iron sharpening iron, to be that hand up, to be that encouragement, to build that bond that's unbreakable. Here it is, right here, relationships in Ephesians. And a fight to the finish. I want to finish my race. It's going to be vigorous. It's going to require total attention. But here's some instructions, right? And this is just a few titles from Ephesians. I mean, there are 65 other books. So everything you could want from A to Z, you can find it in the Word. And I say again, get a hold of a version that you can understand and just read it. You know, when I was in college, I grew up on King James. You know, it's like we all thought back then that Paul wrote King James. You know, we didn't know anything about Greek or Hebrew. We thought this is the way Paul talked, you know. Then when I was in Bible college, I got introduced to NIV. Mm. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, so for a long time, I was just like, NIV, it has to be NIV, it has to be NIV. And I mean, for years. And then just recently, since I got the Bible app, I started like looking at some of these other translations. And I'm not kidding you, I am hooked on the Message version. It is in your face. There's no gray area. There's no sweet talk. If it needs to be rough, it's rough. If it needs to be kind, it's kind. And that's the way I need to be dealt with. That's what I respond to. And it has just made the Word come alive. So don't let Satan rob you of the life-giving, life-changing information in God's Word. That voice in your head that's saying, I don't understand it, it's too hard, I don't like to read, I'm going to fall asleep. Take that captive and bring it into the obedience of the knowledge of Christ and say, no, those are lies from the pits of hell, and you will not rule my thinking. I am going to let God rule my thinking. And if you absolutely cannot get into it that morning, turn on some worship music. I'm a big fan of YouTube also. There's a channel on there called, and I may be butchering his name, it's called Delafe. It's D-E-L-A-F-E Ministries. And our testimonies. And their mission is to get 1 million testimonies on YouTube. And so if I'm having one of those mornings where I just can't get my eyes open and I'm thinking I can't focus, you know what? I can get a cup of coffee and I can listen to what God's done in somebody else's mm-hmm. life, and it will pump me up, because these guys that I've listened to so far, they are so full of power. Their lives have been so dramatically changed. And the thing that's so cool about it, I know we're running out of time here, so I'll wrap this up. But the thing that's so cool about it is a lot of them will say, mm-hmm. I was raised in a Christian home. I have two loving parents. They're still married. You know, there's not some life trauma that you can point back to that said, this is what destroyed my life. It was just Satan. In every case, it's just Satan. It's just demonic. And when they get a hold of that revelation that this is demonic and God can deliver me from this demonic activity, then there's freedom in that. And I think that we sugarcoat demonic activity now. We call it mental illness. Mm. We call it stress. And I'm not saying there's no such thing as mental illness, so please don't take this out of context. I'm just saying that we have made that term so broad that there's no more sin and there's no more demonic activity. And the fact is, demons are alive and well, mm-hmm. but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And they are still defeated by the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's all it takes.
Come on, sister.
All it takes. Jesus. When I get in those moments that I have so much despair, and I'm like, I don't even have the wherewithal to turn on the worship music or turn on the TV or open my Bible, I will sit down and scream, Jesus.
Yes.
That's all I need. All I need is Jesus today. Romans 14:23 says, if the way you live isn't consistent with what you believe, then it's wrong. That's the Message version. You don't get more blunt than that. If the way you're living isn't consistent with what you believe or what you say you believe, you're not doing it right. Mm-hmm. It's that easy. Do you believe? And I'll close with this. Matthew chapter 8, verse 4 in the Message version. Your cleansed and grateful life, not your words, will bear witness to what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
So live like you mm-hmm. believe it, and that's what will bear witness to the power of God. Does your life serve as a testimony to what God's done for you? Do you believe?
Mm.
I still believe.
Amen. I want to touch on something that you had mentioned. A while back, I happened to personally know someone who is under the age of 20, and he, in junior high school, got confused.
Mm-hmm.
Got it twisted. The enemy went in and convinced him that God made a mistake, that he should have been a woman. And this is what gets me. The mother fed that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of correcting that, she fed that.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to make the change, taking the medicines for female parts. And not too long ago, this young man, he calls me Aunt Moo Moo.
Mm-hmm.
He reached out to me because God's been drawing him to himself. Been talking to him. So he reached out to me and he said, Aunt Moo Moo, I really need to talk to you about something. And I'm like, okay, honey, what's going on? And he said, well, I've been sharing the word of God, and I've been talking to people, but I get this deep feeling about a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. And me being me, I'm like...
The message version.
Do you understand what a hypocrite is? Now let's get really real. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Because I had that same thing coming back to Christ. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. I didn't want to seem like a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. A hypocrite is someone pretending to be something they are not. And hang on. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know. He said, Google it. I said, okay. So I Google here. And I'm like, so it's pretending to be something you're not. Lord, how am I supposed to tell this boy that? Mm-hmm. He said, just like that. Mm-hmm. There's no twistedness. There, it's no confusion. It's the truth. As hard as it may be for you to say it to him because you love him, mm-hmm. it is the truth. Mm-hmm. A hypocrite is someone pretending to be something they are not. And I'm like, okay. And then the Lord spoke to me because I was like struggling with that myself, you know. And he said... Do you know how not to be a hypocrite? And I'm like, would you tell me? He said, transparency, honesty. Don't try to cover it up. Mm-hmm. Bring it to the light, and I will walk you through it. Mm-hmm. Don't pretend like you got it all figured out. Don't sit there and tell people, hey, I got it all figured out. Check this out.
Yeah.
You know, because I can assure you, I don't have it all figured out.
Yeah, nobody does.
It's a daily deal for me.
Exactly.
And I spoke to this young man, told him the hard truth. And then... I left him with my pastor's name and number.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Because he needs more than what I have. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He needs someone more educated and with more knowledge than what I have to really, you know, but he needed someone to break that truth down. And tell him.
Last time when I was here, we talked about how reality has to come before release. Mm-hmm. And he needed that word of reality so that it could lead to release. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole generation of people out there, you know, just kids that they are confused because their parents are confused and because society is telling them that this is okay. And I believe that's a big part of where mental illness comes in, because Paul says in Romans that the law is written in our hearts. So whether you're a Christian or not, there is a sense of right and wrong.
Absolutely.
And when society comes in and tells you that something wrong is now right, it doesn't bear witness in your spirit, but you don't understand what's going on, and there's this inner conflict, and so you think, I have to do something, like you're the young man, I have to become a woman, and that will resolve this conflict. Mm-hmm. That must be what it is. It's no different than in the 70s when all the drugs came on the scene. We went and saw Jesus Revolution last night. It's amazing, by the way. Don't miss it. But these hippies were looking for love and peace, not war. Who is love? Mm-hmm. God is love. Who is peace? God is peace. So what were they looking for? They were looking for God. And some of them found God. They became known as the Jesus freaks. You know, let's be Jesus freaks. And I thought as I was watching that, it's no different than what is going on in the world now. It's just Satan's ramped it up another level.
Yeah.
And so, but those kids are just as hungry, and they're searching for truth, and we know the truth. We've mm-hmm. got the secret. We've got to show them that love, be able to give them that word of reality, and lovingly and gracefully lead them towards release. Because mm-hmm. God made them for a purpose, and he's got a plan in their lives, and he wants to deliver them from everything that the enemy is binding them up with.
You know, I was bound when I was younger. When I was younger, I was bound. But the Lord, I knew. Because of. Because of some stuff that had happened to me growing up, mm-hmm. I had voices telling me lies, and I took the lies as truth.
Thank you.
And I had to thank him for giving me the words, because I really didn't know how to say it. I became convinced that I liked women. And the Lord was so wonderful and faithful and loving. He made that correction.
Wow.
And I knew that it don't feel right. It don't feel right. And then I was like, why don't this feel right? This is what I believe. Why am I having issues? Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit's like, because that's not what I have for you. Mm-hmm. That's a no. That goes against my character. I created you a woman, and you're getting it twisted. And so I had to go through some untwisting.
Yeah.
And I had to ask God, I had to ask the Lord to help me see the twistedness, the lies that I had taken as truth. And then I had to ask him to help me. Come out of the twisted lies mm-hmm. and help me understand the truth.
Mm-hmm. It's the lies we believe that get us into bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The only way for that bondage to be broken is for the lies to be replaced with truth.
Mm-hmm. And he's faithful to do that.
Yes, he is. And that's his desire.
Because he is love.
That's it.
Would you like to pray to end this
pray.
Out, sister?
Yes. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your presence in this place today. And Father, I just lift up everyone out there who's in that bondage, who are living, believing the lies. Father, I pray that your truth would enter their lives, Father, that there would be a word of reality that would lead them to release, that your truth would shine in their darkness, pierce that darkness, and shatter those lies, Father, and that they would experience peace and freedom and joy for the first time through you, real peace, real joy, lasting peace, lasting joy, that you would send people across their paths that would lovingly and gracefully speak truth into their lives, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, from the beautiful Nancy Elwood. Okay. from the beautiful Nancy Elwood and from our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Renee Kilhoffer. Y'all have a blessed day and we'll see you next time.
I gotta tell y'all real quick.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.